Section 1, The Challenge to Evangelism.
Proclaiming the Message, Christ's Teaching Commission. Christ's last words to his disciples were, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Go to the farthest bounds of the habitable globe, and know that wherever you go, my presence will attend you." To us also the commission is given. We are bidden to go forth as Christ's messengers, to teach, instruct, and persuade men and women, to urge upon their attention the word of life. And to us also the assurance of Christ's abiding presence is given. Whatever the difficulties with which we may have to contend, whatever the trials we may have to endure, the gracious promise is always ours. "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Manuscript 24, 1903. Subheading, The Message, A Living Force. In the commission to his disciples, Christ not only outlined their work, but gave them their message. "Teach the people," he said, "to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." The disciples were to teach what Christ had taught, that which he had spoken, not only in person, but through all the prophets and teachers of the Old Testament, is here included. Human teaching is shut out. There's no place for tradition, for man's theories and conclusions, or for church legislation. No laws ordained by ecclesiastical authority are included in the commission. None of these are Christ's servants to teach. The law and the prophets, with the record of his own words and deeds, are the treasure committed to the disciples to be given to the world. The gospel is to be presented not as a lifeless theory, but as a living force to change the life. God desires that the receivers of his grace shall be witnesses to its power. The Desire of Ages, page 826, 1898. Subheading, The Church Entrusted with the Message. We are now living in the closing scenes of this world's history. Let men tremble with a sense of the responsibility of knowing the truth. The ends of the world are come. Proper consideration of these things will lead all to make an entire consecration of all that they have and are to their God. The weighty obligation of warning the world of its coming doom is upon us. From every direction, far and near, calls are coming to us for help. The church, devotedly consecrated to the work, is to carry the message to the world. Come to the gospel feast. The supper is prepared. Come. Crowns, immortal crowns, are to be won. The kingdom of heaven is to be gained. A world perishing in sins is to be enlightened. The lost pearl is to be found. The lost sheep is to be brought back in safety to the fold. Who will join in the search? Who will bear the light of those who are wandering in the darkness of error? Review and Herald, July 23, 1895. Subheading, The Present Crisis. We should now feel the responsibility of laboring with intense earnestness to impart to others the truths that God has given for this time. We cannot be too much in earnest. Now is the time for the last warning to be given. There is a special power in the presentation of the truth at the present time. But how long will it continue? Only a little while. If there ever was a crisis, it is now. All are now deciding their eternal destiny. Men need to be aroused to realize the solemnity of the time, the nearness of the day when human probation shall be ended. Decided efforts should be made to bring the message for this time prominently before the people. The third angel is to go forth with great power. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 16, 1900. Subheading, Evangelism, Our Real Work. Evangelistic work, opening the scriptures to others, warning men and women of what is coming upon the world, is to occupy more and still more of the time of God's servants. Review and Herald, August 2, 1906. Subheading, Speeding the Message. As a people, we greatly need to humble our hearts before God, pleading his forgiveness for our neglect to fulfill the gospel commission. We have made large centers in a few places, leaving unworked many important cities. Let us now take up the work appointed us and proclaim the message that is to arouse men and women to a sense of their danger. If every Seventh-day Adventist had done the work laid upon him, the number of believers would now be much larger than it is. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 25, 1909. Subheading, The Call for Earnest Work. If our ministers realized how soon the inhabitants of the world are to be arraigned before the judgment seat of God, to answer for their deeds done in the body, how earnestly they would work together with God to present the truth, how earnestly they would strive to lead men to accept the truth, how untiringly they would labor to advance God's cause in the world, proclaiming in word and deed, "The end of all things is at hand." Letter 43, 1902. Subheading, Amid Confusion of Last Days. The words of Jesus Christ are spoken to us living down here in the close of this earth history. When these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. The nations are in unrest. Times of perplexity are upon us. The waves of the sea are roaring. Men's hearts are failing them for fear and for expectation of those things which are coming upon the earth. But those who believe on the Son of God will hear his voice amid the storm, saying, "It is I, be not afraid." We see the world lying in wickedness and apostasy. Rebellion to the commandments of God seems almost universal. Amid the tumult of excitement with confusion in every place, there is a work to be done in the world. Manuscript 44, 1900. Subheading, Planting the Standard in Dark Places. Satan's enemies are many, and God's people must spread over all the world, planted the standard of truth in the dark places of the earth, and doing their utmost to destroy Satan's kingdom. Letter 91, 1900. Subheading, The Highest, Greatest Work. The Lord designs that the presentation of his message shall be the highest, greatest work carried on in the world at this time. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 11, 1900. Subheading, More Rapid Advancement. In this country and in foreign countries, the cause of present truth is to make more rapid advancement than he has yet made. If our people will go forth in faith, doing whatever they can to make a beginning and laboring in Christ's lines, the way will be open before them. If they will show the energy that is necessary in order to gain success and the faith that goes forward unquestioningly in obedience to God's command, rich returns will be theirs. They must go as far and as fast as possible, with a determination to do the very things that the Lord has said should be done. They must have push and earnest, unwavering faith. The world must hear the warning message. Manuscript 162, 1905.